Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore here on 90.5 WKAR. Timothy Muffet has served as music director and conductor of the Lansing Symphony since 2006. Muffet has filled those same roles with the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra since 1999. Tim was raised in Highland, Michigan. He's appeared with many prominent orchestras around the country as well, including the Symphony Orchestras of St. Louis, San Francisco, Houston, and the Grant Park Music Festival Orchestra in Chicago. Muffet's work's been marked by a blend of traditional and contemporary programming with a strong emphasis on community arts education. Timothy Muffet is the subject of today's Profile interview. Profiles is Current State's occasional series of extended conversations with notable mid-Michiganders. And WKAR's Peter Worf speaks with Timothy about his life in music, which got started at the keyboard.
I began on piano because my parents, although not professional musicians, they had a strong musical background, and they knew that piano was sort of a fundamental instrument. And I don't think I'm sure they didn't start me on it because they wanted me to have a career in as a musician. They probably, of course, didn't want me to have a career as a musician. But they knew that the arts were fundamental to developing the whole child. This is what it really comes down to. They knew that exposure to music was going to be good for any child. And so I'm appreciative that they had that. And then I'm also appreciative that I grew up in a school system that valued the arts. Again, not to develop professional musicians, but to develop the whole child. And we had exceptional general music and exceptional vocal music and exceptional instrumental music. And there was a great deal of participation in it amongst the student body, and all of those people took that out into their lives and were much the richer for it. So I was very fortunate to be in a school district that really put a lot of value on the arts and have parents that saw the value too.
So you had that as a young person with your parents, with your school life, and you're involved in a lot of educational stuff with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra too. So
sure.
It really kind of has come full circle, and it's payback time.
It is. And I would be remiss to not mention my sister, Diane, 10 years older than I am, who was probably the strongest musical force. She's a professional musician herself. She's was a public school music teacher in the Boston area for most of her career, and was clearly my biggest influence in getting started in music.
What do you remember about your sister influencing your musical life as a kid?
Yeah, two things. She gave me my first record, my first LP.
What was it?
It was called The Baroque Trumpet. Haydn Trumpet Concerto on it, which is interesting because that's not a Baroque trumpet concerto, but I can't remember the other. I still have it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you still have those.
I still
record.
Have it. Yeah, I have all my vinyl.
Wow.
And then I remember her practicing, and I remember hearing her practice, and making note of the discipline, and making note of the work on etudes and the slow methodical work. And again, you know, this getting back into the educational component. Even if I wouldn't have gone into music, if I would have gone into science, gone into law, gone into whatever, that learning that as a kid, learning the benefit of slow, methodical approach to anything,
yeah,
is you take that with you the rest of your life. So it was really helpful for me to have that distance too, where you know she was. I don't mean this, she's going to hate me for saying this, but she was quite a bit older than I was. But to have that distance, but be able to watch that process in a sibling who was, you know, farther down the road than I was.
Right. So take that process, the slow, methodical process to approaching a score for the first time with orchestra. Do you apply that?
Oh, absolutely. It's score study is a very detailed process, and The one sentence version is you look at the forest, then you look at the trees, and you look at every vein on every leaf of every tree, and then you step back and look at the forest for a long time. Right. And so I do have a very a step-by-step process that I have evolved over the years. When one's in grad school, you're usually working on one or two pieces of music and you're focusing on that, and then you perform those, you conduct them, and then you work on the next project. But you get out into the real world and you may be preparing several concerts simultaneously. So I realized that the way I work, everybody's different in this area, but the way I work, I needed to have a systematic approach so that if I was working on concert A on Monday and then worked on concert B on Tuesday, when I came back to concert A on Wednesday, I knew where I had left off. I knew where I needed to go in the process. It's a process that is both musical and theoretical and analytical, and but fundamentally, it's all coming down to the music.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Timothy Muffett as part of our profile series here on Current State. Timothy Muffett, the music director of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra and also of the Baton Rouge Symphony. We'll be talking about his time with that orchestra as well. But first, Timothy, can we talk about that transition from being a young music student to a place where you thought, hey, maybe I can do this. Maybe I want to do this in my life. Do you remember when that was and what you thought?
Yes. Music is one of those things that I think once it grabs a person, it doesn't really let go. And I think that I saw myself having a career in music from very early on. Exactly when, I don't know, but I would say probably late middle school to early high school, where I realized that this was something I was good at, but it was also something that was really, really important to me. Yeah. And that I was just drawn to very powerfully. Didn't mean I always wanted to practice, you know, like any kid or like any adult. Right. But I knew that it was going to be important to me.
A lot of people say with something that's passionate, you didn't choose it, it chose you.
That's exactly the case. Right. Absolutely. And I'm really thrilled that it did. And I've been very fortunate in this career to have been able to make it my livelihood.
Talk about when you decided that conducting was going to be something that you would try out.
Right. That was in college.
Yeah.
I had had an opportunity. I'd written an arrangement. I'll try to give you the short version of the story, but I had written an arrangement for a piece of music that was going to be recorded, and it was a string arrangement. And I was the one who knew the music, so I had to conduct the recording session. And it was very simple, but nonetheless, someone needed to do it. And after I did that, one of the cellists came up to me and said, I'm playing one of the Boccherini concertos on my recital in 2 months. Would you conduct that? And I said, oh, absolutely. And this was the beginning. And then soon I realized this was a very natural way of making music for me.
Your conducting career includes the Lansing Symphony, of course. You've performed with major orchestras, San Francisco Symphony, Houston Symphony. You've conducted at the Grant Park Music Festival in Chicago, and I'd like to ask you about those in a little while. But you've also focused your work in Baton Rouge, where you conduct now, and also before that with the Louisiana Philharmonic. Was there something about Louisiana that's special to you?
Well, I think there's something about Louisiana to anyone who's ever been there. I mean, Louisiana is a remarkable place, a place of remarkable culture and character and beauty. And I've been working down there for almost 20 years, and have really enjoyed those affiliations. Yeah. I started right out of grad school. I was on the faculty at LSU for 4 years. And that was kind of where I really got my feet wet, no pun intended, in South Louisiana. And
they do call the football stadium the swamp there.
They do, yes. I think the foundation is the remarkable history of the area. And what that's translated to is a remarkable group of people that live there. And it really becomes about the people and the customs and the traditions and the culture, which in many places in the United States, the culture has become kind of grayed. By that, I mean it's all blended, and you could be standing on any street corner anywhere, and it would look the same as any place else. And I feel that South Louisiana, especially, is one of those areas that's not like that, that there is no question where you are when you look around or you speak with the people. And I think it's a place that's really maintained a strong character and is true to its roots and honors its long traditions.
Timothy Moffitt is the music director of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. He's talking with us today on Current State as part of our profile series of interviews. We've spoken about the Louisiana Philharmonic and the Baton Rouge Symphony, of course, that you conduct right now, along with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. What are some of the performances that you can think of with the Lansing Symphony that really stand out to you from the last couple of years, where you really kind of look back or listen back in your mind's ear and think, yes, that was something I felt good about?
Right. Well, I think my audition concert was one I'll never forget. We did the Prokofiev Fifth Symphony, which was, that was my choice. And it was a bit of a, you know, that's kind of an unusual choice for an audition program, because usually someone will rely on the blockbusters, you know, the Tchaikovsky Fourth Symphony or whatever, which are also great pieces. But I don't know, when I sort of said, no, I'm just going to go for it and do the Prokofiev Fifth. That's a piece I really believe in. I think it's one of the great, great masterpieces of the 20th century. And it was just, that was a fantastic experience to work on that piece with the Lansing Symphony. More recently, you know, I look back at some of the new music that we've done. I think back to the Mezalanka saxophone concerto that we did with Joe Luloff here, and that was a performance that came about just because of a combination of forces, including Joe and the composer David Mezalanka, and the fact that I've got these two orchestras that I conducted. David originally wrote that piece for wind ensemble, and I got him on the phone and I said, you know, the world needs a saxophone concerto for orchestra. It's such a remarkable instrument. Would you consider orchestrating this piece? I said, if you will, I can guarantee you two performances in two different orchestras with two extraordinary musicians, the other one being Griffin Campbell in Baton Rouge. And so I see that as a synergy of this relationship that made the music world a better place, you know, and really think back positively on that. All of the works we've done with the choruses that David Rail assembles have been memorable, because he just does a really terrific work there. But I'll tell you, the Mendelssohn Fourth Symphony we just did a few weeks ago, it was a thrill to be on the stage with the orchestra. They played that so very beautifully.
Like to listen to when it's not classical music?
Well, classical music is my primary leisure time listening, but anything that's good. I mean, it was Duke Ellington said it best. He said there are two kinds of music, good music and the other kind. And I certainly love Ellington and love a lot of jazz, but anything that's played well and with conviction and from the heart, all kinds of music.
Timothy Muffet is the music director of the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. He's part of our profile series here on Current State on WKR. Timothy, we'll have you back again soon, but until then, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
And that's our show for today. Tomorrow on Current State, Michigan's lame duck legislature is still flapping over a road funding solution. The Citizens Research Council of Michigan's been crunching the numbers on the two competing proposals. We'll check in with the CRC's Bob Schneider. That and more tomorrow on Current State. Also today, Current State says goodbye, or at least so long, to an original team member today. Since the launch of our program almost 2 years ago, Aaron Young has gone above and beyond the call of duty so many times. We can't keep them all straight. We can't count them all. We've been in the best possible hands with Aaron as our studio engineer. AY, you will be missed. Many, many thanks for all of your strong, conscientious work. Hope you can join us tomorrow. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.